Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Azizian with you on the radio. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, joins us from AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Here we go. And this week, oh boy, anatomy of an email bomb attack.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's kind of how Pam felt about it when she read the title. She thought it was a little bit dramatic, but I think it's appropriate for what we're going to talk about here. So what's happening is that some folks are getting bombarded with emails for subscribing to this newsletter and this other thing and so on and so forth, and all they do is start deleting them, trying to figure out why they're getting all this spam. In some cases, when that happens, it is spam, but it's not something you want to start deleting right away.
No.
You're bombarded by these subscription confirmations. You're experiencing an email bomb attack. And what we've seen recently, is that folks are getting attacked this way, whether it's businesses or users, consumers. And in the midst of these hundreds or thousands of emails would be a confirmation from, say, Amazon, that we received your order, and so on and so forth. So what they're doing is they're hiding the confirmations for purchases online and all these subscription emails. When people just finally get fed up and start deleting everything, they're never going to know until the bill comes around that someone has their information to their whatever they're purchasing on Amazon or eBay or whatever. They have their email address, so they control pretty much what happens to their accounts.
Wait, how does that work? So,
yeah, because I'm just getting spam emails, and I deleted email by accident. They shouldn't be able to get my information.
No, right. So what happens is they've already gotten your information.
Oh.
So they have your email, username, and password.
Okay.
So with that email, username, and password, they can log into, say, for instance, Amazon, say, forgot my password, and they send you a link to reset your password in your email.
Okay. So if we receive one of those emails and we have not initiated that password reset, that's a clear indicator something's going wrong.
Exactly right. But what usually happens is you will never see it because they will initiate that password change overnight when we're all sleeping soundly. They have access to your email, so they'll log into whatever online portal it might be, whether it's Outlook Web Access or what have you, Gmail. They'll log in, they'll see the email, they get the password, then they'll delete that email.
Oh, so this, I don't even know that it's coming in. I won't even actually see it.
You won't even see it. They will delete it, and then they'll continue on with what they're doing.
Yeah, and to other people.
I don't like these really, really vile ninjas that are somewhere in my email. I mean, so how does this happen?
So, well, how it happens is, in most cases, is people don't listen when we tell them to change their passwords on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's always about the password. And the second two-factor authentication that you can set up for almost every email now, mm-hmm. if you had that two-factor authentication configured and the second factor was your phone, the hacker may get ask for the password reset, but they'll never get the second factor to log in.
Yes, yes. Okay. That's a good way. I know that with some of my other work emails, they've got that. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't even log in or do anything, and it has to send some code to your phone, mm-hmm. and then you got to put that in. And then they've even gotten this, David. They are sending codes now to get into Microsoft Teams.
Exactly.
They're sending that code to the phone to even get into Microsoft Teams. So they're doing a lot of security, probably because people keep trying to mess around and play some games. So this is a tough thing. So they're bombarding you with the emails so that you get confused. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and so this you don't see that, particularly coming in from Amazon or whomever you purchased from online, that said, we have your order, we're confirming your order, and the shipping date and all that kind of stuff. So if you're just seeing all these emails coming through, many people get upset, I guess you want to say. Mm-hmm. So they just start mass deleting these things. That's not the right thing to do if you're a victim of an email bomb attack. You need to check through all of these things or have your IT people check through the emails to make sure that something hasn't happened. The problem with this type of an attack is that they layer it upon each other. Even when they're bombarding with thousands of unsolicited subscription emails, other attackers will see that, and they will also sign you up to more lists, newsletters, and so on and so forth. So they perpetuate this to beyond the initial strike.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. It's so infuriating.
Yeah, and sometimes if that goes as far as they would like to take it, mm-hmm. sometimes the only option, because you can't unsubscribe to all of these things, sometimes the only option is to abandon that email address and get another one.
Oh, no.
And that kills you.
Yes. Yes, especially if you've had it for, you know, a decade plus. It's not something I would look forward to.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So first thing to do is keep changing those passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're strong passwords. And if you are able to, even though it's another second step, set up that two-factor authentication so that really only you will be the one who can get into that email.
Wow.
All right. I've the two-factor authentication, even though it seems like it might take an extra bit of time, I feel like I have a real peace of mind with that. You know, knowing that I'm initiating something, but that I can confirm it, you know, when it's a text message, that it's me doing it and that it's, you know, it's as safe as, well, not as safe as it can be, but as safe as I feel like I can control it. So I'm glad when things require that two-factor authentication.
Right. And if they're not requiring it out of the box, you should look and see if there's a way to turn it on.
Okay.
Because they don't always say, hey, you have to use it today. That's going to become the standard in the near future,
yeah.
because of all these problems.
Right.
But if you can get it turned on for yourself, then in fact, actually do that.
All right. Good stuff. David Snell, X-Smart IT. And David, you have more information if people want to go read it, right?
We sure do. Go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link. We also have a link to Have I Been Pwned, which tells you if your email password is on the dark web.
All right. Check that out. Read it. Important. Go and check it out and see if you're in trouble. David Snell, X Smart IT. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.